Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. The first of all the days of time, the day that darkness lost its dread, becomes the everlasting day, the firstborn rose of all the dead. So we arise again alert, renewed by salutary sleep, to gird ourselves for life ahead, your loving covenant to keep. Your Holy Spirit gives the words to psalms and canticles we pray. Give us this day our daily need to join our hearts to what we say. Grant, loving Abba, what we ask, addressed to you through Christ your Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete have joined us all to make us one. Amen. Let the faithful rejoice in Adonai, shout for joy, and take their rest. Alleluia. Sing a new song to Adonai. Sing praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in her Maker. Let the children of Zion exult in their God. Let us all praise the holy name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For Adonai takes delight in this people, and crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and enjoy the feast. Let the praise of God be on our lips, and the sword of truth near at hand. To teach God's justice to the nations, revealing the consequences of their actions, to break the chains of oppression, and unbind its fetters of iron, to do God's will on earth as in heaven, the joy and honor of all who are faithful. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the faithful rejoice in Adonai, shout for joy, and take their rest. Alleluia. A reading from the second letter to Timothy. Remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of David, was raised from the dead. You can depend on this. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure with him to the end, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. But if we are unfaithful, he still will remain faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, shall reign with him. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he keeps faith. He cannot deny himself. If we endure, we shall reign with him. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. The reign of God is like a mustard seed sown in a field. This smallest of seeds becomes a large bush, and the birds come and dwell in its branches. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The reign of God is like a mustard seed sown in a field. This smallest of seeds becomes a large bush, and the birds come and dwell in its branches.
Your reign is like good seed planted in a field invaded by weeds. Give us ears to hear and patience to refrain from judging others. Your reign is like yeast kneaded into 3 measures of flour. Give us ears to hear and strength to bring your love into everything we do. Your reign is like a mustard seed which someone plants in a field. Give us ears to hear and hearts to make others welcome. You invite us while we are still stuck in selfishness and sin to join you in building your reign on earth as it is in heaven. May the love we bring to the world today be seed and leavening for your reign.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and love, you sent Jesus to announce the reign of heaven in parables and in his way of living and loving among us. Like a woman who makes bread for her family and friends, knead the leaven of your way of life and the love of your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that our lives may become bread for those who hunger, sustenance for those who are oppressed, nourishment for those who search for truth, and satisfaction for those who seek justice and peace. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God who gives seed to the sower, flour to the baker, and bread to the hungry, bless us and all of creation with the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.